Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Slay the day. What's up, guys? This is episode 29 of Heezy Life titled Embrace the Prickles. I've missed you guys. I'm so glad to be back. I cannot believe that this Wednesday is going to be Valentine's Day. Time is flying. So in honor of Love Day, I want to talk about a piece of love that we don't get to talk about too much. The prickles. We all have prickles. Parts of us that feel sharp and painful, and parts of us that hurt other people. We try so desperately to tuck them away with, I'm fine and everything's great. But here's the problem. It's like telling a cactus to hide its needles. A cactus isn't a cactus without its needles, just like we are not human without prickles. Shauna Nyquist quotes, "It's about learning to show up and let ourselves be seen as we are. Massively imperfect and weak and wild and flawed in a thousand ways, but still worth loving." That quote is from her book, Present Over Perfect, which I have been obsessively reading over my vacation. And I just love the way that Shauna writes and reflects. It's like food for the soul. One of the things she says that I keep going back to is this analogy that she made about oil and vinegar. She was talking about when you pray that you have to let all of the vinegar, all the bitter, yucky, sour things, all the gross parts of your life out of your heart first before you get to the rich oil. The rich oil of your soul. Wow, I mean, I'm sure I didn't say it as eloquently as she had put it in the book, but I love this concept. And I think that this applies so directly to all aspects of our life. Until we embrace all parts of ourselves, the wonderful, awesome parts and the prickly, not so great pieces, we cannot unlock true success, joy, peace, and love. Until we allow our hearts to be vulnerable and open and honest, it's just not quite the same. For the past 2 weeks, I have been on an epic vacation to Asia. It wasn't a place I had originally been like dying to go to, but it was by far the most incredible life experience that I've had. Traveling has a way of altering your perspectives on, well, I mean, everything. The first leg of our trip was just Chase and I, and it was to Taipei, Taiwan. Woo, those Taiwanese people know what's up. It was so fun, and the people were kind and patient and joyful. It was amazing. The best part about our trip, though, was the hotels we stayed at. I feel kind of silly saying that because there's so many great things about that country, but I love bathtubs. And Chase had planned a quote-unquote bath tour, with the highlight of our trip being us staying at this hot spring hotel to celebrate my birthday. There was literally a hot spring in our room. Like, it was insane. Chase just, whew, went above and beyond. In case I forget to tell you, you are the love of my life, Chase, and I thank God every day for gluing us together. Always and forever, babe. After Taiwan, we met up with five of our other friends and continued our journey to Tokyo, Hokkaido, and then Seoul. I'm not really sure what I was. I tend to hover on saying I was cautiously optimistic. I've never loved traveling in groups. I'm great one-on-one and at events and one-time things, but to be cohabitating with other people for 7+ days was interesting. I have a tendency to be sassy, but I really didn't want to be sassy at all during this trip. This was Chase's dream trip, and after everything he did for me, I couldn't mess it up. I put so much pressure on myself. Don't react. Don't be negative. Don't complain. Blah, 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 blah. I was holding my prickles so tightly, and I was so desperate to be kosher, cool, and calm, to be not too much. I've always been too much. I work too much, I take on too much, I'm too intense. But what's interesting is that I don't particularly feel like I'm too much. That's just what other people have said about me. And yet, I still hug my prickles in so tightly as to not offend anybody or make anyone feel uncomfortable. It is not our job to control how other people feel. Whew, I wish I could go back and tell my 18-year-old self that. You cannot control how people feel. One night during the trip, I remember Chase telling me, "Babe, just do you." Do you? Do me? How do I even do that? I'm so hypersensitive about how everyone else is feeling and over-analytical. How do I just be me? That trip, I learned so much about being true and open. Open to showing the messy parts. Open to allowing my relationships to be awkward and uncomfortable and real. That is what love is about. That is what life is about. This week, guys, I want to challenge you to embrace the prickles. Embrace the vinegar of life, the beautiful, ugly mess of it all. And if you're willing, hand that delicate, painful vinegar over to Jesus. He wants to take it all and give you life. I am so proud of you guys. Thank you for continuing this journey with me. Hey, just a reminder, I'm still all about this inhale, fail, exhale journey. It is about practicing failure. Attempt to fail at something, could be anything, and then post it with the hashtag inhale, fail, exhale. Life is about trying new things and uncovering the deepest, truest you. You got this. Have a great week and keep it easy, my friends.